Daniel Cox, and we're from Cranbrook.
Good, thank you, Daniel. What was it like growing a pumpkin then?
It was good. We had a lot of hard times this year with powdery mildew and pests, little like white flies and grasshoppers and all that kind of stuff, but it went good. Yeah. Well,
what did you do to battle things like mildew and some of the problems that happened along the way then?
We asked the top crop people for their advice on how to deal with them. We got some different sprays and things like that to help them out, so...
Were you surprised at how much space it took up? I've planted one the last couple of years. It takes up most of my backyard.
Well, we had grown one before, and it took up our whole backyard. And this one we kept to around 300 square feet or so of vegetation. But they go fast and big. So, yeah, it took our whole yard pretty much.
Usually there's a few come off the vine, and you choose one, and then you thin them out a little bit. Did it happen that way for you, too?
Yeah, we did. We had about three that started growing, and then when we saw the first one on the main vine, we let it grow to the size of a football or so, and then we trimmed the other ones off and just let that one grow.
Will you do it again next year?
I think so, yeah. It was fun. We learned a lot this year with the pests and how to deal with it all, so we will try harder next year to get a pumpkin like that one there.
Did you catch Danny Dill's tips?
Yeah, we've seen that on Facebook quite a bit. And
Thank you for your time.
I'm from Nova Scotia, so we...
Oh, yeah. From Nova Scotia, Arthur. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Yes. See ya.